We have already prepared for 31st night, and we are prepared for 2018. Hallelujah. So all the traditional things about it is not what we are here for. We are here for the real things in 2018. What will make us receive miracles, and what will make us walk in breakthroughs? Hallelujah. So Bible says, ask. Ask, and it shall be given. Anything you ask in 2015 that was not given, by the key that is going to be released here tonight, you shall receive it in 2018 in Jesus' name. There are many things you ask, isn't it? And you didn't receive it, but you are going to receive it in Jesus' name. Some of you are asking for jobs. Some of you are asking for husbands. Some of you are asking for so many things. It shall be given in the name of Jesus. It's as simple as saying, it shall be given. And he says, seek, and ye shall what? Find. Many of you have been seeking for some things. You have been seeking for some things, but you are going to find them in Jesus' name. You will find that job in the name of Jesus. You will find where that money is in the name of Jesus. I tell you, you will find money for the ticket in Jesus' name. You know, anything that you are believing God for, provided it is a good thing. Provided it is a good thing. Believe God and you will find it. Hallelujah. A whole lot of things are going to be found. Ghana found oil some years ago, isn't it? 7 years ago, 2007, we found oil. Hallelujah. You will find something in the name of Jesus. Bible says, and knock. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Any door you knocked on that was not opened in 2017, it's going to be opened in 2018 in Jesus' name. You are going to knock on certain doors and they shall open. Hallelujah. I see somebody, you are knocking on your car door. That means you are putting your car key in your car and the car is opening. Hey! I see somebody, you are opening your 3-bedroom flat, self-contained, in the name of Jesus. I see somebody, doors that have been closed, office doors. You have finished school for how many years? You have never entered into any office before. But I see office doors opening to you in the name of Jesus. I said 2018, good things are going to happen to you live if you believe. In Psalm 84 verse 11. Psalm 84 verse, even before I go there, if you continue, say in verse 9 of Matthew chapter 7, say, or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread will give him a stone? Or if he ask fish will give him a serpent? Verse 11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Being what? You know how to give good gifts unto your children. Then don't ask me, how is God going to do it? It's because you know what is good for your children, and also, and you know that going to school is good for your children, and you pay their school fees to go to school. Even you, man, who is evil, you know that eating is good. If you don't eat, you will die. And you try and give food. You know, sometimes you struggle so that your children will live. You eat and live. I remember when there was famine in Ghana in 1983. Hey! come and see how you who are evil try to make sure that their children were fed. Mothers sold their cloth so that they could feed their children. Bible said that you who are evil, you know how to give good gift to your children. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask of him? I tell you something, God is going to give to you every good thing that you have asked of him. Only five people are receiving it. Hey, you see, we are evil. And you are asking me, how is God going to give me a car? How is God going to give me a job? How, do you think God that doesn't know that these things are good things? He knows. That is why he is saying that he will give them to you. In Psalm number 984 verse 11. And I'll give you the key and we'll go home. Hallelujah. Psalm 84 verse 11. He said, for the Lord God is what? A sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing. Hallelujah. No good thing. Everybody say, no good thing. No good thing will God withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. Now let me ask you something. Is a car a good thing? Is a car a good thing? Oh, I mean, some of you think car is a bad thing. Is a car a good thing? Then God says, no good thing. In 2018, this good thing will come into your life. In the name of Jesus. Is a nice, beautiful, succulent looking woman for a wife a good thing? Is it a good thing? Then God will not withhold it from you in Jesus' name. Is a handsome, spiritual, nice gentleman a good thing? Then 2018, you are going to receive your good thing in the name of Jesus. He says, no good thing. No good thing. Hey! Is a good job a good thing? The Bible says he will not withhold from you. No good thing will he withhold. Look at how we are sweating. Some of you, when you sleep in your rooms, you have to wear towels. Every once again, somebody should put a towel on because you are sweating. It's a four-bedroom flat, air conditioned in every room. A good thing. Is it a good thing? Then no good thing would God withhold from you. 2018, the foundation you started, it's a good thing. You shall finish building the house in the name of Jesus. So God wants to give us good things. And he says that even we who are evil knows how to give good things to our children. God is saying that he's going to supply you. He's going to spoil you. He's going to pamper you with good things in 2018. Somebody doesn't believe it. Because when you look at 2017, you cannot think far that this is what is going to happen. But it is going to be a miracle in the name of Jesus. Even as I'm speaking now, angels have already started opening for people in Jesus' name. Even as I'm talking now, angels have already started opening doors. Receive your open door in Jesus' name. Angels have already started responding to the things that you have asked. And you are receiving them in Jesus' name. It's your year of what? A lot of good things are going to come into your life. Hallelujah. But for the good things, to come into your life, I want to give you a wonderful key. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready for the key? I want to give you a wonderful key. And you are going to be very, very blessed. Hallelujah. Now, this key I'm going to give to you is the key of connecting. Connecting. Do you understand? To your Father. To your Father. The key of knowing and accepting the power of headship. The key of knowing and accepting the power of headship. And the key of connecting to your Father. Do you know that you can be in a house, you can be in an organization, but you may not be connected to the head of the house. You may also not be connected to the head of the organization. That is why it is very important. You see, because the head has some powers. The head has some powers that when it is released, you see that things that you are struggling with will easily become easy for you to do. You can easily do them when you connect, and you connect properly. What am I saying? I'm telling you that especially in UD, United Denomination, originated from Lighthouse Group of Churches, this 2018 is going to be one of our most powerful years. Miracles are going to happen left, right, center. Our meetings are always going to be filled with testimonies of great and wonderful things God is doing. Do you get it? But for you to enjoy that blessing, you have to connect properly to the head, to the Father of the house, to the prophet of the house. Hallelujah. No, what I'm saying is that so you can easily be in an area and not know who is the head of the place, who is the head of the organization, but you are in it, but you don't know who. And in United Denomination, you understand, we have a head. And the head, listen, I said the powers of the head. The head is the anointing carrier. The head is actually the ministry. The head is the ministry. The head is the anointing that you need. And as long as you are connected to the head, do you get it? You will see that the anointing, the power, the grace that is upon the head would easily flow. And suddenly, things that are difficult to do. You see, let me tell you something. A lot of things in life, you cannot do it by your strength. That's why a lot of you are surprised at this stage of your life. Because you thought that by now, dear, things should have been so different. But now you should be spending holidays in Dubai, going to Las Palmas, going to Australia, and all by now, but you have seen that it's not easy. You realize that you need help. You need something to help you, and that is the anointing. And in UD, the anointing is in the house. Hallelujah. You see, very soon, what they call cars. This morning, when I was going to church, God told me that pray for your members to have four-wheel drives. Because the road to the church is not too good. Pray, well, as we go, we saw people in four-wheel drives. And they were speeding and generating dust. And those with small cars couldn't go. Then God said, no. You should pray that almost all of them, and that includes you, in the name of Jesus. Hey. But you need to connect. Look, there are powerful things. How many of you have been listening to Healing Jesus? Watching Healing Jesus. Listen to the testimonies. When Bishop goes around the world preaching, healing, and teaching, the wonderful testimonies and miracles, how come you have not received some? Ask yourself. How come you have not received some? It's because even though you think of yourself that you are in Lighthouse, you are in a United denomination, you are not properly connected. Let me read you 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21. He said, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Hallelujah. That means, I see, we all need one another. But you will see that of the body, many things are controlled by the head. Yeah. Many things are controlled by the head. And as long as you are connected to the head, Bishop speaks of even stroke. That if someone suffers a stroke, it means that the brain is dead. Or there's a problem with the brain. The brain has died or the brain has become inactive. So what happens is that the thing is actually happening in the head. But it is controlling your whole body. Do you get it? So that for some of you, your finances is on stroke. Because there's a disconnect with the head. The nerves that control. Even, you know, sometimes when you are hungry, it takes your brains to communicate to your body, your stomach, that you are hungry. So eat. Yeah. Now imagine that your head is not working properly. How are you going to eat? Do you know that if you want to wee wee, there must be some communication from your head? Is that not so? To your wee wee. So if you like, joke with your head. You'll be sitting here right now and you wee wee on yourself. Because there is no communication between the head and the wee-wee. And many of you in life, it's not literal wee-wee, but in life you are wee-weed upon yourself several times. Just because there's a disconnect between you and your head. Put your hands together, somebody. There's a connection between you and a member who is within our area. To connect properly. You get it? Because look, in every family, there's a head. In UD family, I am not the head. So, but if you don't connect to the head, what is going to happen? You are still going to have a disconnect. Bishop Mouse is not the head. In fact, if you like, we are probably the hand. Maybe Bishop Mouse or something. Hallelujah. The hand is good, but see, as long as you are not connected to the head, there is something, and we have made it so easy for everybody to be able to connect. That's why when we were here, we wanted to connect to the head. So we can bless you more than my father will tell you. You ask yourself, what am I going to say? More, that will bless you more than what our father will tell us. That is why the Facebook we have given to you, the Facebook addresses, the Twitter addresses, the YouTube, everything. Don't just have them. Do you get it? Don't just have them. Like a man bought a treadmill for his wife because his wife was gaining too much weight. And he bought a treadmill for his wife. And he realized after the treadmill, the wife was rather gaining more weight. So one day a friend asked the wife, your husband has bought you a treadmill. Are you not using it? So I'm using it. So why are you putting always? I'm using it in my mind. It means that I don't go on it per se, but in my mind, I am using the treadmill. How can you say something like that? It will not benefit you if you don't use it. That is why all the channels of connecting to the head, if you don't use it, it will not bless you. Hallelujah. As I'm here every Monday morning, I know what my father has preached at the First Love Church. Every Monday morning, I know what he has preached at the First Love. Even so that I will talk to First Love people and they don't even know that I know, and I will say something they don't even know. Amen. So let's connect, hallelujah, to the head, and it's going to be a proper blessing. Look, if there's anything that is going to bless you, know that you need anointing. And anointing is upon Aaron's head that flows through the beard. That anointing will come to you. Hallelujah. I said, it's our year of what? Look, let it be as though you are with Bishop at First Love Church. That is why sometimes you can even visit some churches and you wonder whether this church is a Lighthouse, a United Denomination Church. You wonder. Because you can say you are in the church, but the pastor is so disconnected, you think you are in Aladura. In fact, one day, I saw a branch having a service. And I thought I was the only one. No, the other person, they all called the pastor to immediately remove the picture from Facebook. Because we actually thought that it was some Aladura church. The way the person has down the church, brought a table and has put red cloth on it, and we saw a bell by it. So we asked him, where did you learn this thing from? Where did you learn it from? What connection is this? You are in Lighthouse where you did, but you are connected to somebody else elsewhere. What you are doing is that you are stopping the flow of blood to other members of the body. If you don't want it, you are actually stopping it from going to other people. That's why the members under you are not prospering. That's why they are not prospering. Because you have decided to cut them off from the head. You said to cut them off. You don't listen to anything from your head. And your members are struggling. You are pretending to do something, you are doing nothing. That's why you need to connect properly. When you connect properly, you said the prosperity of your father shall become your prosperity, and that every member under you will also flourish in Jesus' name. Yes. Sometimes I tell some of the pastors, how come this person is not married? How come your father is always preaching, talking about beloved, talking about how to do, and you never even get involved in getting your members to be married? Who are you? Where did you learn it from? Where did you learn it from? Where did you learn it from? Hey. I'm preaching. I say it's your year of what? Good things are coming into your life in the name of Jesus. Just stay connected. Look, in my life, I can tell you, there are so many things that have come into my life, I cannot explain to you why they are there. The only way I can explain is that I've just been connected to my father. That's all. The only way I can explain. Look, one day, somebody asked me, what is my calling? What is my calling? You know, we have apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, what's my calling? I said, my calling is to follow Bishop Dagwood Mills. And then his face changed. I said, look, what is your calling? Then he mentioned his calling. I said, bring your fruit, I'll bring my fruit. And we shall see who is called and who is not called. Bring your fruit and I will bring my fruits. Yeah. Recently, we decided to just go to Dowenya. Bishop said, go to Dowenya. I went to Dowenya. We are here. Come and see the peoples in Dowenya and the peoples here. And tell me who is called and who is not called. Who is called and who is not called? Look, and I don't struggle. Many of the messages I preach that you are so happy about, I just share my father preachers. But if my father has preached, you see, the food your mother gave to you to grow, you don't think you should give the same food to your children. When you give to your children, they will also grow and become like you. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Hey, look at, before I preach, somebody has come to put money here. I think it's for me. But where is it coming from? It's coming from the connection. It's coming from the connection. Hey! Look, yours has not come because you have not connected yourself properly. And that is why we send you links. Links. And that's why I don't find anything wrong in even preaching bishops as he's preaching live. We're also listening live. Are we not receiving? Can you imagine as I'm preaching and God says, Ishaw, stand aside. God says, Ishaw, stand aside. Let me talk to the people. Wouldn't you be happy? Wouldn't you be happy? I say, God says, stand aside. Wouldn't you be happy? Is it not the same that I will say, let me stand aside. Let us hear our Father speak to us directly. Directly. So I tell you, this year, very soon, 2017 is going to go. I tell you something, let 2017 go. Forget about it. But 2018, dear, it is for you. I say it is for you. You are UD. You serve the living God. You have finished school. You are not working. 2018. You shall get a good job to do in Jesus' name. You say what? You have not been able to take seed since you married. Is pregnancy not a good thing? 2018, you shall carry your baby in Jesus' name. You said 2017, you wanted to get married and you didn't marry. You didn't marry. I said 2018, your problem will be who to marry. Not whether you marry, who to marry, which one to choose. In the name of Jesus. The men shall come in sizes and forms. And your problem will be, pastor, which one should I take? And the person you will sit down and be talking. So elimination and subtraction. But we are left with three. This shall be somebody's story in Jesus' name. Hey! Good things. Some of you are doing business. But your business is too small. It has remained only in Accra. And even Accra, it's only in Dowenya. Or committee 2. But next year, it is going to go beyond the borders of Ghana. I say you are going to go international in the name of Jesus. Just stay connected. You see, everything that is good, believe that you are going to have it 2018. Believe that you are going to. It's your year of good things. And I smell that the powerful prosperity anointing that is upon our Father and that's upon this house is going to break through for you in the name of Jesus. Is poverty a good thing? Is poverty a good thing? Is riches a good thing? Then 2018, you are going to receive it in Jesus' name. Hey, no good thing. But let's stay connected. Look at the dream. Snakes. Why do you think they have been released? In the image of the snake in the Garden of Eden. What did the snake go to do? The snake went there only to divide a family. Only to divide a family. The devil is never happy to see people so connected. So connected and doing well. He will do everything, anything in his power to break us. But what will keep us moving like a mighty army, like a mighty army, is that we will stay connected. And how do we stay connected? If you are connected to the head, said, wherever the head moves, you move. You become so difficult for the devil to get at you. It's not easy. It's not easy for the devil to get at you. So let's stand together. Let's stop every work of the enemy that shall try to divide us. Hallelujah. You see, it is your duty to connect to your prophet. You see, because you people, you don't know the heavy anointing that is in the house. You don't know. You are seeing, but you are not seeing. You are hearing, but you are not hearing. You are hearing, but you are not hearing. How can you see such a powerful gift of God all over the world, moving around, and yet, instead of listening to him, you have disconnected yourself elsewhere, and you are doing something else? Hey! Somebody who can preach to thousands of people. Up to today, your members are just 20. 20 members. 40, you are starting. And when you say, connect yourself and listen to word and preach, you don't want to do it. No wonder. Hey. Are you a shepherd? No wonder nobody is coming to your ministry. Because you are a shepherd. You know next to nothing about anything. Look, the head is the prophet. And the prophet is the anointing carrier. Hallelujah. And in 2018, I don't know why, I feel this message is very anointed. I don't know why. And I feel that many of you are coming out of problems and difficulties, financial coma and strokes in the name of Jesus. You are coming out as you stay connected. So let's connect ourselves properly. Let's connect. You should connect yourself so much that one, when even your church is doing something and your pastor is doing something, can say, ah, pastor, what you are doing, it's alien to me. Because the other day I heard the head say this. How come you are doing this? It will be a help and a check for yourself. Are you here with me? So this year, as I said, let us not be like this man that I don't want to start because I don't know whether I can finish. But let's turn our Bible to our friend. Luke chapter 15. What happens to you when you disconnect? Hey, I see angels all over the place giving you gift and lifting you up. You will never be down in Jesus' name. You will never be broke in Jesus' name. You will never be disappointed in Jesus' name. In Luke 15:11, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. Then he went to the head. You see, because there are types of headship that we have. In the family, the husband is the head. In a family, the husband is the head. So he went to the family head. And every head has authority. That's why even the district assemblyman is the head of that district assembly meeting. And he has power. Amen. Every head has some powers. Eventually, to cut a long story short, this person disconnected himself. Collecting the goods from the father was not a problem. Otherwise, the father would not have given the goods to him. Yeah. He wouldn't have given to him. But when he said, give me the portion of the inheritance that belonged to me, it wasn't a problem. The father gave it to him. Give me my church. Give me my brand. Give me the father gave to him. What was the problem? Was it a problem? Some people have taken churches. They have taken members. It's not a problem. That is the problem, is the disconnection. So because when he took the good, he disconnected himself from his father. And what happened to him? The Bible said that after he disconnected himself from that, he started spending the blessings on righteous living. You see, this is what happens when you disconnect yourself. You waste your life. You waste your anointing. You waste your blessings. But may you never waste your blessing. May you never waste your anointing in the name of Jesus. May it never be said of that you have wasted it. No. Hallelujah. So this year of good things, I'm sure as we enter into the month of January, we are going to take our time to go into how to connect yourself properly in the house so that you can effectively enjoy what is happening. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you, there's anointing. The anointing in the house, you have no idea. You have not touched even one something of it. But next year, from now into next year, you are going to properly enjoy good things in life in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Do you have Bishop's Facebook address to connect to his broadcast live everything on your phone? Do you have it? Some of you don't have it. By the time we close, we'll put it on the screen. I'm going to minister anointing. The anointing is that thing. Make sure you take the address, the website, everything, so that you can connect yourself. And don't just have a listen to it, and you are going to be blessed. Because the most powerful thing that will ever happen to me is to see that my members are blessed. That's why this morning I saw some in smaller cars and some in big cars. It fell on my heart to pray for. I said, Lord, even students, give them big cars to drive. And it's a good thing. Why not? Ask your friend, why not? God will give it to you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Just in a few minutes. Anyway, 2018 has come already. Because I saw some in Australia rejoicing. And I saw some in Dubai rejoicing. You haven't seen it, but it has come already. You are now waiting. But see, that's how God is God. You are waiting for it. Has come already. Somebody else, we have I rejoiced with them on CNN before I came. 2018. But you're also going to rejoice in Jesus' name. So, before we close and enter into 2018, somebody here needs to give your life to Jesus. Somebody here needs forgiveness of sins. Somebody here needs to know that if you should die today, you will not go to hell, but you go to heaven. I was watching CNN just about a few hours ago, and there are some people they chartered a private jet to go for the New Year party to have a dinner. On their way, they went straight into the water and they were going. I said, wow, what a shock. What a shock. So somebody here doesn't know where you spend eternity if you die. I want to raise your hand. Let me pray for you. I want you to raise your hand. You want to give your life to Jesus. Before we enter to 2018, you are not sure you are born again. You are not sure you go to heaven when you die. And you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus and know that I'm born again. Lift up your hand. Let me pray for you right now. Let me pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Nobody should enter 2018 without knowing that you are giving your life to Jesus. So when you say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to you. I lift it up high. God bless you. Those of you outside, yes, God bless. Ashes, make sure you are outside to bring them in. Those of you outside, if your hand is lifted up, wherever you are, your hand is lifted up, I want you to stand to your feet and let me pray for you before we enter. Because we are just about, how many minutes? Okay, my watch is correct. Just about 5 minutes and you are entering to 2018. Stand to your feet, let me pray for you. Your hand was up. If your hand was up, stand to your feet and pray for you. Outside, if your hand was up, stand to your feet and pray for you. Outside, if your hand was up, stand to your feet. Let me pray for you. Put your hands together for them. Put your hand together for them. Put your hand together for them. Wow. What a blessing to have your sins forgiven and to enter 2018 in style. If your hand is up, I want you to walk to me. I want to see you right now. Just walk to me in the next 1 minute. Come to me for wherever you are. If your hand is up, God bless. Put your hands together for them outside, wherever you are. If your hand is up, just come to me for wherever you are. If your hand is up, come to me. Come to me. Come. Put your hands together for them. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Let him have. You want to give your life to Jesus? Just come. Come and connect yourself to salvation. Come and connect yourself to life. Come and receive life wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Give him.
God bless you. God bless you. Those of you here, those of you here, I want you to say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is
He
Lord.
Came to die for my sins.
He came to die for my
And
sins.
I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my
that
mouth.
Jesus
that Jesus
is Lord.
Is Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my
and
sins.
From today.
And from today.
Make me your child.
Make me your
I
child.
I thank you.
I thank
that
you.
That I am yours.
That I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are
in
mine.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen. Quickly
name.
Give them the books. Quickly give them the books. On Sunday, I want you to come to church. Wherever you go to church, bring this book to church and your pastor will talk to you again. Why don't you put your hands together for them as they take their seats? On Sunday, come back to you. If you are really born again, on Sunday, come to church and bring this book to meet your pastor. But let's stand to our feet wherever you are. Wherever you are. In the next few seconds, we shall be entering into your year of good things. This is been prophesied and declared by your prophets. And if you believe the anointing that is upon your prophet, then you believe that this is coming to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. 2018 is going to be one of your most blessed years. It's going to be the beginning of lots of good things in your life. Places you have not been able to go to. Things you wanted to see, you have not been able to see. You are going to see it. And by the unction and the anointing on the prophet of the house, you did that God has given to us. You see, God always gives a prophet, a man, for a people and for a ministry. By that anointing and that unction, I declare that you are no longer going to walk in lack and want again. No bad thing is going to happen to you again. I declare that only good things are going to happen to you in 2018 in Jesus' name. Anything you say is good shall come into your life in the name. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce to you that you have entered into your year of goodness in the name. It's like night and day. The difference between 2017 and 2018 is like night and day. Your life has gently switched in the name of Jesus. Oh.